Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the end of an era as Tony Allen says goodbye to the Grizzlies. We'll talk about that. A new signing as well, as if the Grizzlies needed any more of those. And we'll get to a few more things. This is a busy episode. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies. My name is Peter Edmiston. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for making this podcast part of your day. And we've got a lot to get to here today on the program. I want to say a big thank you to my friends over at SeatGeek. Also, big thanks to the great folks at Outdoors, Inc. for their continued sponsorship. I remind everybody, go to OutdoorsInc.com. Use that promo code LOGRIZZLIES, and you're going to save 10% off your entire order. And what's your order? Well, I mean, listen, man. You can go crazy at Outdoors Inc. because now fall's starting to arrive, which means that you may go out and about and maybe do a little hiking, but you might do a little hiking and you need a little outerwear. Well, they got great gear. Patagonia, no problem. The North Face, yeah, they got you covered there. Great outerwear, great gear, great footwear. So you need, if you're going to go hiking, you need to have great, comfortable footwear. They've got you covered. If you want to take your bike out, they got great bikes, great folks there who know what is going on and can help you with anything that you need. If you need to get some gear, you know, maybe you need a tent. You're going to go camping for a little bit. Boom, they got you covered. Listen, whatever it is that you do outdoors, chances are they've got something for you that you're going to love. And they've got people that work there who do it and enjoy it and can help you with all of it. They have been doing this since 1974. Helping out folks here in the Memphis area and now all over the world with OutdoorsInc.com. Find out more to go to their website. You can go to any of their five locations here in the Memphis area and Jackson as well. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's a fun store to go to and just walk around. I do that all the time. And I go in the store and just kind of check out some stuff, try a few things on, find something I like. Maybe if I'm not even looking for anything in particular. That's what happened when I ran across their great selection of coolers. Wasn't even really looking for a cooler, but saw their cool selection and found something I had to have. It happens all the time. Go there, enjoy yourself. You're going to love it. It's Outdoors Inc. Five great locations, including Jackson. And of course, online, OutdoorsInc.com. Remember, use that promo code LOGRIZZLIES and you're going to save yourself 10% off of your entire order. Sad, 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 man. That's all I can say. I think we all knew it was coming. But now that it's here, it's a little hard to believe. Tony Allen is gone. Tony Allen officially out, signing with the New Orleans Pelicans, who, coincidentally enough, are the opening night opponent for the Memphis Grizzlies, which adds even more intrigue to what was already a fascinating matchup with Boogie and Brow, now T.A. in the mix. And, you know, it's amazing to me. Because look, we all knew this was going to happen. I've been trying to tell you guys this, and I think everyone who is a kind of a observer of the team and an observer of the situation, who's been close to it, if you guys have followed along, you know that it's just a lot of people from the outside really thought that Tony Allen was somehow going to end up back with the Grizzlies, but we who kind of follow it knew that it just wasn't going to happen. They did not have really any interest in doing it. It just wasn't something that was on their radar. It wasn't about money. It was just about fit and it was about timing. So Tony's gone. And now that it's happened, now that it's final and it's actually gone down, I really am just struck by how sudden it kind of feels and how the whole era of grit and grind, as majestic as it was, as life-changing for so many fans as it was, certainly franchise changing, it's all going to kind of disappear with sort of a whimper. And I don't know that should be surprising. I mean, how often does anything or anybody get the exit that it probably deserves. It's not very often. You see most of your favorite athletes hang around too long. Most of your favorite shows probably hang around a season or two too long. How many things get the send-off that they really deserve at the right time? Very few. So I guess it shouldn't really surprise that this is no different. Our friend and regular guest Kevin Leip of the Flyer, I think he was the one that opined that, you know, grit and grind has really been dead for a while, or dying for a while, and now it's just kind of official. And maybe that is true, but the official status of it, now that it's over, there's no Zach Randolph, there's no Tony Allen on this team, it still feels a little shocking. And I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for it to feel kind of as sudden and as shocking as it is. But I was thinking about, you know, going in and covering this team, and it's been, you know, 7 years since these guys arrived. And, you know, seeing a locker room with Tony Allen and Zach Randolph in their, you know, usual positions, that's like, I mean, that's just what I've done. Those guys have been around, you know, since before my kids were born. You know, my son will be 6 coming up in a couple weeks. So, you know, it's a long time. It's a big part of all the fans' lives, big part of those of us who cover the team. Just kind of, you know, you grow up, you get a business relationship with these guys, you see them all the time. And it's hard to imagine a locker room without those guys. It really is. It's hard to believe. It will be, as somebody who tweeted me pointed out, a lot less interesting. I agree. It will be a lot less interesting. The replacements and how the thing works and the new dynamic and all that stuff, I mean, it will be fine. As we've said, this has nothing to do with what they should do, because I'm not, this is not that show right now. We're not talking about this strictly from a basketball perspective. We're talking about it from a fan perspective, or from a what he meant to the city. And, you know, there's just no denying that the heart and soul, the beating heart of grit and grind was Tony Allen. As much as Zach Randolph meant, and as important as Zach was, the ethos, the whole thing, the real id of what grit and grind was all about was Tony marauding out there, up and down, sometimes no idea what he was doing. Sometimes you didn't have a clue what he was going to do. He probably didn't have a clue what he was going to do. I put the video up because it's my favorite, still my favorite Tony Allen thing, when he wanders through in the playoffs a couple of years back in Oakland against the Warriors game one. He's like locked in that Tony Allen zone, and he just starts wandering through the kids' dance team as they're doing a dance to Hammer, Bay Area's own Hammer, by the way. Crowd was none too pleased about it. Tony legit did not realize he's wandering through, and when he did, he kind of high-fived one of the kids, but the damage was done. And people think, oh, I can't believe this guy would. He hasn't had no clue. Guy just wanders around. He wanders around during timeouts. He wanders around during team meetings. That's just him. And, you know, that kind of stuff can occasionally grate on a coach, but I think you understand with Tony that, generally speaking, you get far more in return than you have to give up and sacrifice with all of the shenanigans that you're going to see with Tony. And that was the way it was, man. He had a way, and really, there aren't too many places. Memphis is very unique in this regard. There's not too many places that a role-playing, basically 25 to 30 minute at most, a game guy who can't really shoot would become an icon, would become a cult hero. But that doesn't even really, to me, I think cult hero sells it short. I think he becomes just a hero in a face of the franchise. He gets an airport deal. I don't know what the airport's going to do now, but the guy gets an endorsement deal as a defensive stopper. There are very few places where that would be the case. That's Memphis. And Tony got Memphis in the same way that Zach got Memphis. And to see those guys leave, as necessary as it is for the Grizzlies as a franchise, to see those guys leave is hard. And it's sad. It really is. And I know a lot of fans are emotional right now. And I can't really blame you. It is an emotional thing to see it happen, and to see it happen so unceremoniously. Just like done. Like that's it. There's no real nothing crazy, nothing unusual, nothing outlandish, you know, no trade, no big fanfare, just happens. Just like you're hanging out, next thing you know, Tony's signed with the Pelicans. You know, Zach to the Kings is a little more of a fanfare thing. Tony just kind of hung around forever. And finally, the deal was done. You know, part of it, I think, for the Pelican side, you know, not having Solomon Hill, you need another wing. Certainly defensively, yeah, they were already trending in the right direction. You throw him in the mix. I mean, they're going to have spacing issues for days with that group. I mean, that thing could be extremely hard to watch. But if it all goes well, they could fancy themselves a little bit like the Grizzlies used to be, certainly in terms of lack of spacing, but also maybe in terms of defensive mentality. To me, I think the league has changed, and the change has come very quickly, but it's come at the expense of guys like Tony, who now are too much of a liability. I think you know, even 5 years ago, you could absolutely have a pure defensive stopper who really didn't shoot and didn't space the floor for you. You could have that guy out there and be okay. And it would tank your offense to some extent, but you'd be okay because the trade-off was worth it, and the game would be played in a way that would be fine. That's not the way it is anymore. I think things have changed so quickly, and there's so many teams now with so many shooters that, you know, unless you are an absolute lockdown defender of epic proportions, you cannot be out there like that. And especially in the playoffs. And we saw it time and time again. And the Thunder, I mean, look at Andre Robertson, who's a phenomenal defender in the mold of Tony Allen, can't shoot. And they couldn't have him out there. And he couldn't shoot free throws either, which certainly didn't help. Tony's a little better there. But you couldn't have him out there. And that's unfortunately the situation with Tony. So I think the league has changed. Times have changed. It doesn't work as well, which is why the offers didn't come. But that is not to diminish at all what he did and his ability to single-handedly, when he felt like it, change everything. Guy locked down Kevin Durant. Kobe Bryant says the hardest defender he ever faced was Tony Allen. Tony Allen is a Memphis legend. He deserves all kinds of commendation. He deserves to have I don't know if we're going to do the whole thing with retirements and retiring numbers. I know Zach's number's retired. I think you really should give a lot of thought to retiring Tony's number as well, or at least having some kind of a special place up in the rafters for what he did, because it deserves mention. It deserves mention. The stats alone won't do it, but his energy, just his presence was real, and it was stunning, and that needs to be remembered long after. Because I think when you go back and look 20 years from now, 30 years from now, he's one of those guys that you look at the record books that will not do justice to what he was as a disruptive force and as an energy guy for the city. Not just the team, I mean for the city. It was a point of pride. That's got to be remembered somehow, and I hope it is. To TA, wish him all the best. Hope he kills it in NOLA. He's a great dude, doting dad, good guy all around, and I will very much miss talking to the guy on a regular basis, but he's a terrific dude, and wish him nothing but the best down in New Orleans. Those of you that are out there looking for tickets to shows, to games, to events, you got to go to SeatGeek. You got to go. And here's the cool thing. When I say go to SeatGeek, you know what that means? That means tap a little button on your phone. Because you download the app, you get it right there. It's free. Just tap. Once you go to SeatGeek's revolutionary app, you will see exactly what you need to see. Now, for those of you like me who are trying to figure out a way to get to this Bruno Mars concert that's coming up at FedEx Forum, SeatGeek's the way to go. you can see what the market looks like. You can see. Now, I will tell you, it ain't going to be cheap. But with SeatGeek, you have a guarantee that you're going to get the best price that's out there because they have their fabulous algorithm. It is proprietary, which means they have it and that's it. They scour all of those sites so that you don't have to. They do all that work so you don't have to, guaranteed. So you can look at the seating chart. You could see the color-coded little circles that let you know, like the green one. When it's green, that means go. Great price, go for it. If it's red, not so much. Slow down. If you want to get to the concert, you want to get to a game, you want to, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever you are looking to do, you can do it. Any kind of a show, any kind of a sporting event, whatever. SeatGeek's got you covered. Fabulous stuff. Use the promo code LONBA. Use that promo code LONBA, and you will save $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. That's right, LONBA. And you'll save $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase at SeatGeek. It is fantastic. Download the app. Get it. You will love it. It is SeatGeek. Well, something of a anti-climax after that first segment, but the Grizzlies did make another signing. And you ask, really? They can sign more people? How many playoff spots, how many spots on the roster are they going to have? Great question. Well, they've got room for at least one more because Vince Hunter, Summer League legend Vince Hunter, is signed by the Grizzlies to a two-way deal. And that's the report coming from Ridiculous Upside, which is the official G League blog. So I think that they would know. Chris Reichert, I don't know. It's one of those names I only see. But anyway, he does the Two Ways in 10 Days blog. Great stuff. He and Ridiculous Upside both reporting that it's a two-way deal for Vince Hunter. That's the other two-way deal for the Grizzlies. Kobe Simmons has the one two-way. You're allowed to have two, so Vince Hunter would be the second one. A reminder on the particulars of a two-way deal. It is essentially a glorified D-League contract, but with the proviso that you can spend up to 45 days with the main team in kind of an auxiliary roster spot. You could fill roster spots 16 and 17 with your two-way guys, and you could do that for up to 45 days, and in that 45-day time, you get prorated NBA minimum money. So it's a more lucrative deal than just a traditional G League / D League deal. But for Vince Hunter, it's strange because he would get Vince would get big money overseas. It was already in line to do that. And so, you know, while he was an excellent performer in Summer League, has traditionally been an excellent performer for the Grizzlies, it's an interesting one that he would decide to take a two-way deal, which would be probably a pay cut and maybe a significant pay cut, even with the like, you know, the stipulation maybe that he would be happy. You know, it could be that the Grizzlies kind of said, look, we'll make sure that you get the full 45 days on the main roster to maximize your money. They may have a little wink and a nod deal like that. That's very possible. But even still, to me, you're talking about Vince Hunter probably giving up a few hundred thousand dollars potentially, which is not small change to chase an NBA dream. But I don't see where he fits in from a Grizzly standpoint. Unless, you know, you could maybe something goes wrong with Jermichael Green. You know, maybe there's a chance of that. Maybe Brandon Wright gets traded and the Grizzlies are, you know, feeling a little light in the big man department. Maybe so. You know, he could get his opportunity there. But otherwise, I don't really see a great chance with the Grizzlies. And as we've pointed out, I mean, the roster is jam-packed. You know, does this then mean that necessarily Jarrell Martin certainly is going to hit the skids? I would assume so. This certainly can't help Jarrell Martin very much. But as far as like long-term plans or what they're going to do, I genuinely I was a little befuddled when I saw this. I like Vince Hunter, and I hope he does well. And I think he's a kind of an underrated player to some extent. But, you know, do I envision him as a long-term Grizzly or eventually as a part of the main roster this year? I think that's a stretch. But, you know, again, what do you do? What do you do? And, you know, I think the question comes in from our buddy Keith Parrish over at Fast Break Breakfast, who is a new dad, by the way. So congratulations to Keith. Says, you know, what are we putting the odds at that on October 16th, the Grizzlies just have to eat three contracts because they were unable to trade guys away? Yeah, I mean, that's why I talked to Chris Wallace about it in last week or week before about, you know, this whole situation, because it really, you look at the amount of contracts they've got. Now, this is kind of a separate deal with Vince. It's a two-way contract, so it doesn't really eat into your main roster, except that if you have sort of plans for him, or from his perspective at least, it would feel like he would think he has a chance to get onto that main roster, because otherwise, why would he do it? The odds are increasingly high that the Grizzlies are going to have to eat some contracts when this is all said and done. I felt like, and I still do, that there are trades out there for them to make. And I think there was some confidence on their end that that could happen, but it has not happened yet. And until it does, they have to deal with that potential, you know, problem. It's not the worst thing in the world if they have to do that. I mean, if you have to, you know, cut Jarrell Martin, Andrew Harrison, even Troy Daniels, something like that. I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world because you're not dealing with major long-term money or anything like that. But obviously, you would prefer not to have a bunch of dead money, even if it is short-term dead money. You'd prefer to be able to do something with those deals. So I'm sure they'll still be kind of poking around, trying to find other things to do. But Vince Hunter, interesting guy, interesting move, one that I still am a little bit curious about. Don't entirely understand from either side, but am intrigued by and like him as a player. So I'll be very curious to see how things go. And at the very least, I think that it really is a big bonus for the Hustle. Vince Hunter was a first-round draft pick in the recent expansion draft. He was not drafted by the Hustle. I forget which team he was drafted by. And frankly, I don't want to look it up right now. So look it up at your house or in your car, not while you're driving, and feel free to shoot me a message, safe in the awareness that I have already looked it up after I'm done taping this and already know the answer to that own question. But maybe you know it before I did, and you can give yourself a little pat on the back for that, because I forget who actually drafted Vince Hunter first. I apologize to all of my G League fans out there. I will get better, I promise you. I was going to talk a little bit here about the lottery reform idea that is being kicked around. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Grizzlies ownership thing that has flared back up. But I don't think I can do that properly in the amount of time that I've got left here in the pod. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold those off until later on in the week. And if you have any questions on those issues or anything that you want, make sure that I add when we throw in there. Please just shoot me a tweet at Peter Edmiston, email pedmiston@gmail.com. Thank you guys, as always, for listening to the pod. I really appreciate it. Any kind of a review, particularly a 5-star review, would be most awesome. Please do that. That would be super cool, and I would really thank very highly of you. Shoot me a message. You know, take a screenshot of it. Send it to me. Let me know what you thought. That would be cool. Subscribe anywhere you want. You can do that. It's super easy to do. Also, you can use your Alexa or your Amazon Echo. You can use Google Home to voice activate the podcast. It's super easy to do that too. And that's also a great way for friends of yours. If you like the pod and you say, man, listen to this, this is cool, you could just tell them if they've got one to voice activate it and say, you know, Alexa, play the latest podcast Locked On Grizzlies, something like that, and it'll pop right up. It's really cool. So we have got a lot of great technology. Big thanks to David Locke and the Locked On podcast folks for all of that. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great day. We'll be back later on in the week. And a reminder, too, before I forget, once training camp rolls around, which is just a couple weeks away, really, we will start to pick up on a much more frequent schedule of podcasts and generally pretty much a daily thing at that point. So we'll pick up the pace as the season starts to come upon us, because it is happening. It is happening, ladies and gentlemen. So pretty good stuff. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.